Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Conan O'Brien.
Mr. Late Night.
That's right. He's a 2-4 generator on the right angle cross of laws in the quarter of initiation. He's a fifth color left fixed triple split. He's got an unconscious 63-4. He's got a conscious 33-13. He's got an electromagnetic 360 and an electromagnetic 1949.
Yep, I think a lot of people would know more than have watched his show, The Brouhaha, about Jay Leno and NBC and that firing him or letting him go or thinking he would change or think, you know, all the, that that's what the great majority of people would know about.
Yes, and when I look at his chart, I think, well, if NBC had been smart, if they had looked at his chart to begin with, they never would have gone down that road.
If they had gotten a reading, a profile, they never called. I could have profiled them.
That was what's so interesting, because he really sort of stood up to all of them, and, you know, they'd broken the law, right? This was really not right, and he wasn't going to go along with it.
No, I mean, the cross, the right angle cross. He's a 2-4, so a missionary, is he on a mission? And it's a very mutative cross, so it's really about new laws and new ways of doing things, and, you know, that old way ain't cutting it. And as you say, when you look at his, just his activations and things, the 36... One, 36 gate, first line, the power to persevere in face of opposition. And, you know, popular discontent, 49-3.
Well, this...
The 19-5, sacrifice.
Right, but he also has this 60, fourth line, resourcefulness, right? Well, maximize potential within limitations. I mean, he has that line...
Three times,
and it's like he really did maximize. I mean, you know, he walked away with $45 million. 12 went to his staff, who had all moved out to California with him. You know, he took care of his people. You can see, you know, this tribal business here, you know.
Oh, exactly. And what was curious was he didn't do this right away. And you look and you see a triple split. He really went through his wave and thought about it mentally, you know, logically, with that 63-4, mental ease and doubts. What are the details? And what has he got? The 62nd gate, fifth line, practical details. What are the practicalities? And, you know, so it took a triple split. Takes him longer to get clarity about what he's going to do. But then, you know, just this strong, lawful, you know, and machismo, 34th gate, third line.
You know what he did in between? Because once he left NBC and he couldn't, you know, he legally couldn't do anything, he did this tour, the Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour,
God.
Right? 30 city, you know, live tour. But I just think, isn't that cute? Here he is on the right angle cross of the law, so it's the Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television. He couldn't be funny on television, so he was going to tour all of these cities and be funny.
I mean, 50th gate, second line. And that's the only activation in his spinning center.
Determination. Well, yeah.
And it was called out of him. You know, he didn't ask for the fight, but they really called it out of him. And, you know, what to do with this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that 40th gate, what has he got? That fifth line, rigidity. So, but also it's a question of practicality. When he got the practical details, the money for his people, for himself, and the agreement, okay, he's on TBS now with a show. But okay, we've satisfied that, so I go back to work. It's not a cause. It's all being practical and sensitive to the needs of those around him.
Well, and I think, you know, I mean, this quote of his I thought was so beautiful and really who he is, that, you know, when the whole thing was over, he said, every comedian dreams of hosting The Tonight Show, and for 7 months I got to do it. I did it my way with people I love. I do not regret a second of it. All I ask is one thing, and I'm asking this particularly of young people that watch. Please do not be cynical. I hate cynicism. For the record, it's my least favorite quality. It doesn't lead anywhere. Nobody in life gets exactly what they thought they were going to get. But if you work really hard and you're kind, amazing things will happen. I mean, it's like, that's like talk about his design speaking there,
Right,
right?
right. You know, I thought, you know, not really to do with that, but this is, you know, what we've been talking about as far as that situation with NBC. He has this 56-gate fourth line. He has two activations. Same as Craig Ferguson,
Actually,
you
it's the
know?
same as Johnny Carson. I looked because it was like,
Wow.
isn't this interesting? Johnny Carson, Bill Maher, I made a list of them. There's about six of these people that
Right.
they all have this expediency, this perfect, you know,
Right.
superficial personality, right?
Right,
Isn't
that can
that
mask,
right?
when necessary, your true feelings so
Right.
that you could carry on a conversation with, you know,
And his whole being, his unconscious being is grounded in the ability to do that,
Right.
right?
No, that is a very interesting detail, you know, and when you look and say, well, I remember when we were doing doing charts and things, and that we could actually predict who was going to be a stand-up comedian
Well,
with the
the 6447,
6447. He
and
has the
he's
64.
64. And interesting in looking at all these different talk show hosts, many of them have the 11, or they have the 56, but in different
Right.
lines. But this a high number with the 56-4. Yeah, I thought
Right.
that was really
Oh no,
interesting,
and
you
you know,
know.
part of that cross too is about idealism. You know, so this really, you know, he went on a mission, and he wasn't immediately jumping into it because you didn't hear anything from him with the negotiations. I think second gate, fourth line secretiveness, you know, about the direction. That's his personality, Mercury. So
Well, and
I think
just
there were things going on, negotiations, things like that, and they didn't. You know, NBC was either stupid. You know, they thought he was going to go to an hour later and he would
he
just
would just
cave
roll
in.
over and do it, but he didn't. I mean, the 33-4, right? This dignity, this lack of turmoil. I mean,
Right.
really, you know, I mean, it was a huge brouhaha, but certainly he was the one, I think, that showed enormous dignity in the whole thing. You know,
Right.
with this 360, it's like I think, you know, this ability to transform, this ability, you know, to just say, oh, okay, it's like the whole thing's mutated, okay, I'm
Right.
not doing that anymore. What am I going to do? Oh, I'll do this tour
Right,
while I
right.
wait. I'm not going to sit around. I mean, obviously, he's not going to sit around and not do anything. He's a generator. He's a very busy guy. I mean, I hadn't really realized he was on Saturday Night Live. And then he's a writer. I mean, these funny guys
Right.
mostly, they start out as writers. And so, you know, he was writing for Saturday Night Live. That's how he ended up getting into the late night business, you know, because
Right.
they say he became the room guy, which when writers are sitting around writing jokes, he's the one that would entertain them, right?
Right,
While
right.
they're all trying to be funny,
Stimulate
he would stimulate
them.
them, right?
Right. I think, no, that's really interesting, that 33-4 dignity. And that's in retreat or something. So, and because what I would have said is he had poise about this whole thing, you know, and that's the channel of the prodigal, his only, you know, conscious definition. But, you know, relying on that and the energy to persevere with the 13th gate sixth line, you know, and he could just wait. And no truth in the now, of course.
That's right. That's right. He's been treated for depression, which is not a surprise
Right?
with that 360. I mean, I think, you know, before Saturday Night Live really happened for him, you know, he was really in a slump, and that obviously for him, a slump ends up being sort of a difficult
Oh,
thing, you know.
no, that cross is one of the most melancholy crosses, with that
360
360
as
as
part of
part of
it,
it,
right?
you know, and so moody, melancholy, and but it's also that idealism too, you know, of
Well, like this 40th gate, fifth line, right? I mean,
Right.
you know, basically, you know, to achieve liberation, you know, all negative forces have to be eliminated. I mean, there's a certain quality, you know, about this guy that it's like, and it's that rejection of what really isn't right. And the principles really showing,
Right.
I think, this whole thing
Yeah.
about principles, and that this was against his principles the way they
Right.
were. It was interesting because when he took the when he well when they were talking to him about going to TBS, George Lopez was going to be moved an hour if they were actually going to put him there. And it's like he wasn't going to do it. He told them, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do to George what was just done to me.
Right.
And he only actually agreed when George called him and said, no, we want you at TBS. We want you in this slot. This is okay.
George wants the lead in.
Right.
You know.
Right. But, you know, those kinds of principles.
Yeah,
right?
No, I would watch him. And we did watch his first show or two because
mm-hmm.
he's not really to our taste comedically or entertaining-wise. We're Craig Ferguson people, but but you know, I respect this guy.
Oh, a lot.
You
yeah,
know.
Really a lot. Yeah.
Well, Teresa, we could just say a lot more, but
we'll let Conan carry on without
us. We'll just say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.